Spencertown Academy Art Center is presenting the new exhibit, Mysterious and Unexpected, The Merger of Art and Science. There will be an opening reception on Saturday, July 23rd from 4 to 6, and the show will remain on display through August 14th. Curator Barbara Lax says the exhibit displays the work of six artists who incorporate science to create their art. We will meet two of the featured artists this morning. Offered inspired by current issues in science, Carrie Crane's recent work uses the tools of knowledge visualization, graphs, maps, and diagrams to address issues of ambiguity and subjectivity in visual communication. Karen Schulman is an abstract painter, a student of botanical illustration, and a physician. A packet of 50-year-old x-rays of her mother's leg inspired her current artwork, and I'll admit, I have more questions for her than the others, but we'll round them out, I promise you. It's a great pleasure to welcome Barbara Lax, Carrie Crane, and Karen Schulman to the roundtable this morning. Thank you all for being here. What a delight to have you on the program.
Our pleasure.
Well, let us begin with Barbara of how this all came together, of how this exhibit and these six artists came together in one big exhibit.
Well, I should say that my background has always been in the arts, but in a strange way along the path of my career, I ended up working for the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. And during those years, I had the opportunity to work with and meet and chat with many of the scientists. And it became very clear to me early on that they, like myself, thought in much the same way. They had an idea, a hypothesis in the case of science, and they decided to explore that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came up with this little germ of an idea, and this exploration or experiment was going to take them down some very unknown paths, which the mystery of it. And the artist is very much, works very much in that same way. They have an idea, a concept, and they plunge right in. And they have no idea where it's going to take them. But it's creative. It's always creative, whether it's science or art. And perhaps in art, the end product is a little more subjective. But in science, hopefully they come up with something that's really going to make a difference. Art will make a difference in people's lives as well, but it is subjective. The exhibit was always something I was interested in. I had the opportunity actually to see Karen's work, and she'll tell you more about that, the x-rays. And I thought this was a great opportunity to merge the two. I'm one of the curators at the Spencertown Academy, which is an extraordinary place, a little hidden gem in the Hudson Valley. And they gave me the opportunity to explore this. So,
why these six artists?
Well, they're all very different. I was chatting with Karen and Carrie shortly before the show, and I was saying, you know, what I found is that the artists use science in one of two different ways. It's either their interpretation of something, as in the case of Carrie's work, or it's actually utilizing something from science to create their work. And I wanted to choose artists who kind of ran the gamut. We have sculpture, there's encaustic painting, there's multimedia art, but what they all do is surprise you. When you leave this exhibit, you'll be going, huh? You know, that was what? So it's exciting. You know, it's the kind of exhibit that a child could come to and really be amazed at. Mm. And it's the kind of exhibit a scientist can come to and just be tickled that this is what came about from something scientific. So
the exhibit is entitled Mysterious and Unexpected, The Merger of Art and Science, and opens on the 23rd and runs through the 14th of August at the Spencertown Academy Art Center. So let us go to Carrie Crane and talk a little bit about your work and what knowledge visualization is.
Knowledge visualization is now popularly known as infographics.
Okay.
The discipline is knowledge visualization, and it's the process of taking data and turning it into a visual form that expresses some kind of knowledge. And I use this as a, you may have heard the term truthiness, which
Colbertism, yeah. Yes.
And our cultural tendency to believe data that already supports the our beliefs and sort of not take into account data that might disagree with our beliefs. I use this knowledge visualization or infographics, charts, graphs, diagrams, and apply them to non-existent data or immeasurable images like abstract paintings and turn them into something that appears to be very authoritative knowledge. So I'm playing with this idea of subjectivity in both science and in art, because any data can be manipulated visually to support the author's particular interests.
Right. What would you like our takeaway to be?
Some of it's funny. So there's a little bit of a cautionary tale that's don't always believe what's presented to you, even if it's presented to you in a very authoritative way. My work is not specifically about any particular science. It's not about biology or chemistry, or my favorite is physics. But but I think it is. It's just a way to tweak people's the way they look at this kind of information, and they're visually attractive.
Yes, and they're very cool to look at. Yeah,
they are. You know, Carrie was using a lot of very scientific sounding terms, but when you do look at them, there definitely is a level of humor. It would be as if you were potentially, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I got the same feeling from looking at your work that I did maybe if I looked at a really great political cartoon. You know,
oh, I like that.
Yeah, no, it has that feeling. You know, you're looking at something and you're not expecting exactly. She's coming up with these great graphs, these beautifully drawn, painted graphs, but they're actually not real.
Mm. So let's go to Karen Schulman, as I mentioned, an abstract painter. And Karen, tell us how you came to this very interesting work.
Well, there is definitely a story behind it. I was presented with a packet of X-rays a few years ago that my father had found in his very hot New York City apartment. These X-rays had been there for 50 years. And what was unusual about them was that the surface over the course of the 50 years had responded in some way, most likely to the heat. But the surface developed a very organic and a line formation that really extended throughout the whole piece of plastic, front and back. And so it was visually very interesting to look at these X-rays. And I had them for a while and then on a whim decided to photograph them. And then there was another transformation that happened. The emulsion, I assume, had risen to the surface. And what happened was a highly reflective surface emerged. So when I photographed these X-rays, what happened was absolutely unexpected. I mean, I was peering at a black surface, and in the viewfinder of my camera was an illuminated space that it sometimes was gold, sometimes was silver, blue, pink. And all of this was overlaid by this organic matrix that had formed. So in a sense, this X-ray had created itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that incredibly intriguing. And what I did was just explore it. And the exploration really was in terms of manipulating my light source. So if I backlit these X-rays, the images of the bones would be apparent. if I front lit the x-rays, then all I saw was this glimmering, glowing surface with this organic matrix. So I played with both of them, and you know, the art was really in determining composition, and you know how I was going to really play with the image of the bones. And what I, you know, what I really found so interesting to me as well was that the bones stopped looking like bones, and they became objects to be appreciated purely aesthetically. To just marvel at the form, the shape, the way some of them interlocked, you know, the gracefulness of the bones. And so I thought that art can be provocative, you know, mm-hmm. and can stimulate you to look at something in a totally new way without, you know, our usual assumptions of, say, fear or vulnerability or fragility, you know, that we might associate with a skeleton or our mortality. And instead, you know, we really can look at the body in a different way.
Do you think you would have reacted the same way as an artist if these x-rays had not had some sort of degradation?
No. Because I think what really interested me as an artist was the transformation of the surface. That otherwise they were x-rays.
Right.
And but now they were x-rays, but they became part of an environment that was mysterious, ambiguous, and artistic, and alive. So, you know, I think that was the intriguing part for me.
Does the fact that it is your mother's leg enter into the equation, or do you become removed from that at some point?
Well, that's a good question, because it was very much tied to my feelings about my mother. These were taken 50 years ago. She's now 92, and she is succumbing to a progressive dementia. So my... you know, when I started thinking about these x-rays, you know, I was thinking about her with some sense of sadness. And so it actually became part of a grieving process, mm-hmm. to see that, I mean, as she was succumbing to old age and her bones in real life were demineralizing.
Yes.
These x-rays were creating themselves and growing. You know, the surface was growing. And so there, you know, there was a sense of time, and, you know, there was creation and death that was part of, you know, my own personal exploration.
Barbara, we just have about a moment left, but mm-hmm. I want you to, just a minute left, but I want you to talk about the other artists as well who are part of the exhibition.
Well, you know, both Carrie and Karen have mentioned utilizing certain things that I think a number of the artists do. The source of light is very significant in some of the other artists. Larry Kagan, who's a remarkable sculptor who really uses steel and shadow. And the shadow is just as much, in fact, probably more significant in the art than the steel itself. And then there's Gwen Meyer, who also, she actually has a number of things. One, again, related somewhat to her mother. I find that to be a theme throughout the show mm-hmm. as well. But she also uses light and shadow and adds to photographs she's taken of shadows. So both Larry and Carrie, and let's see, the other artist is Catherine Wilcox Titus, who's a wonderful photographer, mostly photographing scientific items. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke to her yesterday about some of her art that I actually saw physically for the first time, I was amazed, even knowing what it was, that it looked and was something completely different than I thought. And then there's Kay Hartung, who is very interested in the microscopic world. And like Carrie, it's her interpretation of what she has seen in laboratories. And she does all of her work in encaustic painting, and it's just magnificent, beautiful, beautiful paintings. So it's a very unique and diverse exhibition, and we hope everybody will come.
Spencertown Academy Art Center is presenting the exhibit Mysterious and Unexpected, The Merger of Art and Science. There will be an opening reception on July 23rd from 4 to 6. The show will remain on display through August 14th. SpencertownAcademy.org. Barbara, Carrie, Karen, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.